talk about what you saw out there, missed opportunities today.
Biggest thing, I agree, missed opportunities. We had opportunities to put some points on the board. We didn't do it. We get down in the red zone, unfortunately, we turned it over, and we can't have that, you know, especially in the situation we're in. We're driving down. We have a chance to take the lead. That was disappointing just because, you know, we've done a nice job. We controlled the line of scrimmage. We moved the ball. We put ourselves in position, and unfortunately that happened. We had a couple other opportunities, especially on third down as far as our defense was concerned, to keep them backed up, and we let them out. You know, a couple things happened, and unfortunately we missed opportunities as far as that's concerned. But we you know, the thing about it is we can correct all those things.
Ron, defense had been so good all day. It looked like a case where they were worn out right there that last drive.
Well, you know, trying to stop them and get them off the field off a 4-minute, you know, we had a couple opportunities on third downs and we missed them. You know, we had a second and real long and they turned into a 3rd and 3 because we were late coming up on the coverage. We got a little bit too deep and they threw the ball underneath and they were able to turn it into a 3rd and 3 as opposed to, you know, keeping it 3rd and longer. And that's, you know, a credit to them. But again, we got to make those plays. You know, we know where it's going. We got to get downhill and make those tackles at the point of attack and not give them a few more yards.
Ron, with the lack of production from the wide receivers, except for Steve Smith, a little troubling. Never, you know, again had one catch, but with Noah Fell and Ormani.
Yes, I mean, I think again, as we go back and look at it, we got to see exactly, you know, what they did. You know, how they took us out of what we wanted to do. You know, we had some opportunities there to make some plays, and we missed a couple chances to catch the football in key situations. We've got to catch the football when we get a chance, especially if it's put where it needs to be put. You know, there are a lot of good things that happen, and those are things that we're going to build on most certainly. You know, and let's not forget we played a good football team, and you got to give them credit for what they did.
Well, were you a little troubled to see them make plays against Thomas there on their game-winning drive, Josh Thomas?
Yes, you know, the long throws, you know, he bit hard, and he's got to stay disciplined. He's got to stay on top of the ball. I mean, he's an aggressive football player. He's going to attack. He's going to try and put his hands on you, and if he misses, that's the unfortunate part about it. And, you know, at that point, he's got to be smart. He's got to make sure he can keep that guy in front of him.
Coach, does this bring back memories of some of the close losses earlier last season?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. You know, I'd like to believe that we have an opportunity to change that, though. I'd like to believe that, you know, defensively, we can get these things worked out and get it rolling, you know. It's a good football team we played against, but we had opportunities to win. We had an opportunity to beat a team that a lot of people are crowning right now. And, you know, it should be a wake-up call for us that, hey, you know, we can play with anybody, and we are most certainly capable, and we're going to win some football games.
Can you talk about the inopportune penalties from Alexander and also on Smith?
Well, you know, and again, I'm going to look at the tape as far as Armand is concerned, and again, because you know the explanation they gave me, you know, I got to see it on tape to see if it jives. As far as Frank's concerned, you know, we talked about them being chippy. We talked about things that they do to try to get you out of your game, and he fell for it. To me, it was a case of the second man getting caught. You know, and again, we got to get those things corrected because you can't let that happen. I mean, here we go. We had 3rd and 20 or whatever it would have been. Instead, they got a 1st down, and, you know, they didn't get any points out of it. But still, you know, we could have made them kick, and who knows what we could have done with a 2-minute drive just before the half.
Talk about the Williams fumble, how big that was.
It was big. Obviously, I mean, we're driving. We get a chance to line up and see if we can score a touchdown. It was a great run. He made a nice cut, got to the outside. And the first guy he missed him with a glancing blow, but it was the guy that came in from behind that cleaned him up. And unfortunately, D'Angelo lost the ball. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'd put it in D'Angelo's hand any time of the day.
Obviously, you know, Seattle's defense is very good. What do you think of Cam's decision making out there?
I thought he made a lot of good decisions. I thought he delivered a couple of balls that should have been caught. You know, he made a couple of decisions, or I shouldn't say he made a couple of decisions that were bad. He made a couple of decisions that were late. He had a chance for Steve on one particular play, and he tried to soft touch it when he should just go ahead and put a little bit more zip on the ball. And so, you know, again, he did the things that I think he needed to do to give us a chance at times. There were a couple things that we did miss that we most certainly go back and get those corrected.
Hickson with the hamstring just never got right.
No, not this week. We're hoping that, you know, he'd be ready to go as we go forward. You know, as a couple other guys, you know, we'll get these guys back on the field. We hope we get Amini back, you know. It's not looking good for Gary Williams right now. We'll get an MRI on that to see you know, exactly the extent. But, you know, we most certainly will need those guys back next week.
What do you think of Quentin Michael starting it?
I thought Quentin did a nice job. He just ran out of gas at the end of the day. He cramped up pretty bad, and we had to put DJ Moore in at safety. You know, just kind of something we weren't hoping to have to do as far as first and second down when they wanted to try and pound it. I thought Charles Godfrey handled things back there very well. You know, I think Charles is really, you know, growing into a solid safety, doing the kind of things that we need him to do. And again, you know, it for as far as Charles and Quentin was concerned, not bad for their first week together. And I think that tandem will get better back there for us as we go forward. Expect to get Mike Mitchell back and throw him in the mix, and I feel really good about the safeties.
You'd been told before the game you'd hold these guys to 12. You feel pretty good about your chances.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I felt we had a chance to hold them 12. I really did. You know, they're a good football team. They're a solid football team. They run the ball extremely well. They're very tough. This is what they do. You know, they grind you. This was almost a repeat of last year's football game. You know, and again, we had an opportunity, got down in the red zone, and we just didn't convert.
Your fourth downs in the second half, especially the first one, did you come close to thinking about trying to convert there?
Yes, I did, most certainly. We still had the lead at that time, though. You know, and again, with the way the defense was playing, we can keep them back there and flip the field. I would have much rather had done that. And that's exactly what I was thinking.
Wilson's ability to extend plays, how big was that?
I'm sorry, say?
Wilson's ability to extend plays.
That was huge. You know, because a couple times we had him on third down situations or second and long situations, he was able to stay alive and, you know, put the ball someplace where it became either third and short or they converted on the first down.
Coach, how do you get a loss like this out of your system? What do you do?
Well, I think the big thing is really learn from it more so than anything else. I think our guys are going to have to understand, you know, exactly what they're capable of. And you know, we had a couple of drives offensively that showed us what we're most certainly capable of. We had some moments defensively that showed us what we're capable of. And again, we've got to build on that. It's a good football team, as I said, and a lot of people wanted to crown them. You know, that this is one of the teams that, you know, going to be playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And to play well against them and do some good things on one respect, that's great. To keep them as close as we did, that's great, but not capitalize. We've got to learn how to capitalize.
Ron,
you personally, how do you shed a loss like this? How do you get beyond it?
Go right back to work. I mean, Tom, there's really, you know, not nothing you can do as far as that's concerned, but, you know, just try to find the answer. I mean, that's, you know, that's what I'll continue to do. And, you know, we found it last year late, and it's time to find it early. It really is. I mean, you know, we can't wait, and I understand that. And we most certainly are gonna find that answer and get rolling.
Ron, again, give a verbal cue on that punt save.
Yes, he tried to give a verbal cue. He should come in and start yelling for a Peter call, which tells everybody to get away. You know, but what happens too is sometimes you're engaged, and that's what happened. One of our blockers was engaged. He got bumped, tripped up, rolled to the ground, and the ball bounced off of him. You know, and that's tough because again, you want them to block as hard as they can. And there's a certain point, too, when you're going down to set the wall or get involved in a block, that you lose sight of where the ball is. And once that happens, anything's possible. And again, Ginn was trying to give the verbal cue. He was yelling. And, you know, we just didn't hear it in time. And unfortunately, it got one of our guys.
Overall impressions of the defensive line today?
Well, I thought there were a lot of good things. You know, I thought at the end they got a little bit tired. You know, obviously we lost one guy to the rotation as far as the ends were concerned, so that was tough on those guys. And again, we can't lose our composure in a game, especially in a critical situation. I mean, that was a 2-minute drill just before the half. We had them backed up, and again, we've got to maintain our composure.
How do you think Beeson played today in his limited snaps?
I thought he played well. At times, you could see he's still a little bit rusty. He lost a couple angles, which he normally doesn't do, especially, you know, you see him in practice not losing the angles. And to a degree, I think, you know, I think his legs got a little bit heavy too. I mean, I thought he played hard, tried to do things the way that you need him done. But at the end of the day, I think he's still working himself back into game shape. And, you know, it'll be a little bit more, I think, as he starts going. But it was good to see him out there. It reminds me a lot of when Thomas Davis got started again last year.
What about DJ's versatility some in training camp? Just throwing him in there in safety when you had to, how do you think he did?
I think DJ did a nice job for us at safety. And again, you know, as we continue to work and if we have to rotate it that way, I think he'll get better and better. You know, one of the things that we have to look at too is using him as far as our nickel position is concerned as well, because that's one of his more natural positions.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.